It may well be a question that matters more than you have ever thought. What does blank say about Westside? What does blank say about Westside? And there's a number of possibilities. Ultimately, what does God say about Westside? If God has a different view of us than we have of ourselves, something is wrong with our view of ourselves. But think about the passage that Finley just read in Matthew 5, verses 13 through 16, and especially verse 16. Even so, let your light so shine before men that they see your good works and glorify your Father who's in heaven. That should be the great desire of us as the people of God, that others, blank, see our good works and glorify God. That way, maybe we can just bring people closer to God. The answer does matter to the question, but I want to ask and fill in the blank with a specific today. What does AI say about the Westside congregation? What does artificial intelligence say? You know, we have so much technology at our disposal today, and ideas of brethren concerning technology range from it's just the tool of the devil to it's the greatest thing in the world that can be used to really further the kingdom. And I suspect that the truth is between the two extremes. Artificial intelligence, to put it as simply as I can, is technology that allows computers to simulate learning by examining and assessing information. It's technology that allows computers to simulate learning like you and I do, like learning, the ability to learn, by examining and assessing data, information. Now, that's about as simply as I can put it. But many of you on your phones, on your iPads, on your computers have tremendous AI abilities, and they're only going to get more common. What does artificial intelligence say about Westside Church of Christ in Midland, Texas? Have you stopped to think that this may well be one of the first things that people consider? They'll look at maybe our website, they'll look a little bit, but well before they come in body with the family to our building, they may well be checking the congregation out digitally. How many of you have ever gone online to see something about a congregation before you went to worship there? Raise your hand. Pretty good number, huh? What does AI, artificial intelligence, say about us? Based on all of the material available online, I'm going to take you through this today. Digital material available online, things like the website, Facebook, Instagram, reviews of people who've attended our services, things that have been digitized, like newspapers, the Odessa American or the Midland Reporter News. What do they say about us as a congregation? And AI assesses all of that as it after accumulating the material. What does AI say about us? Artificial intelligence, it says that we're Bible-centered. Aren't you glad that they believe, it is believed in going through the data and the information, that we are a Bible-centered, Bible-believing people? Every scripture is given by inspiration of God, 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17, and that scripture cannot be broken, John 10 and verse 35. And when we think about the Bible, we're thinking about the very Word of God. It also stressed that we emphasize sincere, true worship. I like those words, sincere. Worship needs to be heartfelt. But it also needs to be true. It needs to be in a way that respects what God wants. Because you and I don't make up the rules as it concerns worship. God does. He's the object of our worship and praise. And so our worship and praise should be to please Him. It says basic beliefs about us that we believe in salvation through faith and obedience. That doesn't in any way neglect the grace of God, but it emphasizes the response of faith, a faith that works through love, Galatians 5, 6, and obedience, Matthew 7, 21. I am just putting these slides up almost exactly as they were regarding artificial intelligence assessment of things. Almost exactly. What does artificial intelligence say about us? Our general beliefs. It says that Westside stresses the importance of community and fellowship. The idea that the church is God's family. 1 Timothy 3 and verse 15. It says that we believe in the doctrine, the teaching of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. That each person, Father, the Son, and the Spirit, is fully God. And yet the Bible teaches that there's one God. Sounds to me like Ephesians 4, 4 through 6. It says that as a basic belief, we emphasize that Jesus is the only way to God. And I think about what Will Dixon just had to say in our Lord's Supper meditation. The way, the truth, the life. No man comes to the Father except through Jesus, John 14, verse 6. What does AI say about our worship practices? Heartfelt singing. It added without instruments, but the heart is the instrument that each of us should be playing as we sing praise. So I did edit that a little. Heartfelt singing, to sing with the spirit and the understanding, 1 Corinthians 14 and verse 15. It talked about how prayers would be offered in our worship assemblies. Danny's as an example, Will's in the Lord's Supper meditation, the prayers that are going to be uttered throughout. Troy, after the introduction to our services. It's mentioned that the Lord's Supper is observed every Sunday. Can you not see that at least as we begin things, artificial intelligence in gathering and assessing information about us is being, I'd say, quite fair, wouldn't you? Bible preaching, book, chapter, verse, emphasis, an emphasis upon context, the immediate context of verses and the relationship to other passages in the Bible, well, I would hope that that might be noticed. What does artificial intelligence say about us? It talks about our ministries. It mentions that there are a variety of ministries for all ages and interests. A variety of ministries for all ages and interest. That's a quote. It mentions our emphasizing the training of future preachers, especially through Southwest School of Preaching and Bear Valley Bible Institute. it mentions encouraging youth. It's a big ministry. It's something that could be stressed even more, granted, but there's the emphasis on encouraging youth, whether it be in the forms of camps, Bible bowls, vacation Bible school, etc. And you can search through artificial intelligence and see that some of these very connections are specifically made. Ministries like benevolence, helping those that are in need, and providing relief, aid locally and elsewhere. In Danny's prayer, and it's not the first prayer to mention this, he mentioned those in and around Kerrville. Those that are knowledgeable of San Saba and Justin Bell know that they had a lot of issues there too. That whole area, people have been praying and wanting to help. AI says that we are involved in benevolence and providing relief aid locally and elsewhere to people who are hurting and struggling. What does AI say about our emphasis on spiritual growth? One of the things it says, and this is worded a little bit differently than it was from AI, from artificial intelligence, that the leaders, the preachers, and staff are dedicated to spreading the good news and helping people deepen their faith. But I think that I've represented the idea fairly. That there are Bible classes for all ages, from little babies to big babies. What does AI say about our focus on spiritual growth? It mentioned recent Bible classes on the theme of godliness for men and women. It mentioned our yearly vacation Bible school. It mentioned special classes and meetings. How about the singing school held with Brandon and David Rader? How about Denny Petrillo coming a few years ago to say to teach us how we got the Bible and how the Bible became a book? Special classes and meetings to encourage further spiritual growth. And just in the last few days, this scene was very typical. Focusing on spiritual growth, but especially of children. And anybody that taught in that, Adam, you grew a lot, didn't you, in the last several days? Just getting to work with everything and everyone and kind of being a person that's up in the front, but just representing an awful lot of people that put an awful lot of time into a really good effort, focusing on further spiritual growth. And Lord knows all the things that Julie did behind the scenes to help you to be able to do that. So thank you, everybody that was involved in Vacation Bible School. What does AI say about us? It talks about our online presence. High recommendations on social media overall. Got to be fair. Woe unto you when all men speak well of you. Luke 6:26. I want you to know, if you look at reviews of Westside, the congregation, not everything is positive. Much is. High recommendations on social media. And it also specifically mentions a willingness to address concerns. Those who are guests may be kind of fearful and embarrassed about being singled out. We're willing to address that concern. The idea that when you come to Westside Church of Christ, though we are a congregation of God's people, we are not a perfect people. We're a group of people that want to be faithful to the Lord, but everybody here struggles. We're willing to address that and to acknowledge that for people that come. And artificial intelligence has seen that in observing what we are about digitally. Here's the summary. Here's the summary. Listen. Westside Church of Christ is a well-regarded congregation known for a welcoming atmosphere, community concern, diverse ministries, and Bible emphasis. A welcoming atmosphere, number one. Community concern, concern for the lost, concern to help, to encourage. Number two, diverse ministries. Number three, Bible emphasis. Number four. There's a lot worse things to have a congregation summarized by. They're unbiblical things. What does AI say about us? What does artificial intelligence say about us? What artificial intelligence says to us should humble us and make us think. It should lead us to praise God on the one hand and bring us to our knees in humility on the other. While artificial intelligence emphasized us being a church that emphasizes the Bible and believes in the Trinity and about faith and obedience and the idea of forgiveness that comes at the point of baptism, it didn't emphasize our emphasis upon God Himself. This congregation must continue to emphasize the Bible and to emphasize the Bible and be Bible-focused, but we all need to be more Bible-centered. We could talk about creation all week, and Adam, I'll love you forever for this. Every class he ended in the auditorium, yes, our God is a great creator, but he said at the end, you need to remember that He wants to have a relationship with you and that He loves you. I'll forever thank God. That's what the last thing our children heard every night. Amen. The question is not, what do sister churches in the area think about us, sister congregations? That's an interesting question. It's worth thinking about and praying about. The question is not, what does the neighborhood think about us? I think that's an interesting question, don't you? The question is not, what does the devil think about us? Because as interesting as that is, that's not the big question. So there are a number of places that we can go. The question is really not, what do we think of ourselves? Let him who thinks he stands take heed lest he fall, 1 Corinthians 10, 13, 10, 12, and 13. The real question is, are we as a congregation letting our light so shine that others in our neighborhood, in sister churches, and everyone that comes to our assemblies is led to glorify the Father, to glorify our God? That's the real question. Important stuff. Important stuff to think about. You have listened well. I personally believe that as this type of intelligence, this technology has developed even more, I suspect that the way that things are assessed may be less fair to congregations. But there's not anybody in the congregation that can complain about how technology represented us today. Amen to that? Now we need to be humble enough to try to live up to what we have been described as being, all to God's praise. Listening elders? Listening? Listening elders? There's four of you. I'm listening for four amens. Thank you guys. Listening deacons? Listening Bible class teachers and VBS teachers? Listening preachers? Let's be the people that we've been described as being. All to His praise. Please pray with me. God, we humbly acknowledge that we are not all that we ought to be by Your grace and by Your strength. We're thankful, God, and humbled by the fact that You are not finished with us yet. We pray this will not be a congregation whose best days are far behind us and we just trudge along, slowly dying. We pray that we will be a congregation that is alive and a congregation that leads others to praise Your holy and precious name. Thank You for life. And thank You for eternal life in Jesus our Lord. Thank You that You see us as Your church in a far more positive way than we often see ourselves. You see the beauty. You see far more. And we realize, God, artificial intelligence matters and what it may say about us, but what intelligent designer says of us, the intelligent designer, the all-knowing one, matters even more. Please look at our lives individually and look at our life congregationally and examine us. May we not become so distracted with our lives and our jobs that we forget about how precious the local church is in Your sight. Thank You for hearing us. How blessed we are to have a God like You. And may it be a message that we share gladly and happily because it's the best news ever. In Christ's name, amen. We're about to stand and sing our song of encouragement. You ought to be encouraged by this, but at the same time, we ought to be very humbled. It may be that there's a person here today who's not a Christian. You can respond to Jesus and the cross by coming to Him in faith, by turning from sin and repentance, by confessing, acknowledging with your own mouth that Jesus is the Son of God, and by being immersed in water for the forgiveness of your sins and added to the church of Jesus Christ, the church of the New Testament. That's all that we plead with people to do. And for those of us who are Christians, we ought to speak positively about the body of Christ. Rare indeed should be our criticism and harshness. And even then, it better be a lover's quarrel and not being nitpicky and just a griper and complainer. Really, sometimes we say more about ourselves than we ever thought by our speech. Let us stand and sing.